Timothy chapter 2, verses 8 to 15. It can be found on page 1195 in the Church Bible. That's 1195. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. This is my gospel, for which I am suffering to the point of being chained like a criminal. But God's word will not be chained. Therefore, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they too may obtain the salvation that is Jesus Christ with eternal glory. Here is a trustworthy saying. If we died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we disown him, he will also disown us. If we are faithless, he will remain faithful, for he cannot disown himself. Keep reminding them of these things. Warn them before God against quarreling with words. It is of no value and only ruins those who listen. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, workman who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth. This is the word of the Lord.
And the second reading is taken from Luke chapter 17, reading verses 11 to 19, which can be found on page 1051 in the Church Bible. Jesus heals 10 men with leprosy. Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus travelled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 men cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Show your faith has made you well." Thanks be to God for this reading.
I'm going to be preaching from the Luke 17 passage, so if you want to keep that open on page 1050. And in our reading, we have 10 men with leprosy walking away from Jerusalem because of their skin disease. They are walking away from the crowds, and they are shunned and condemned to live separate and lonely lives from their families and friends. People walk away from those suffering with leprosy. They were the outcasts. But this day, as they walked away from the city, they encountered Jesus and his apostles, and their natural reaction is to stand at a distance, as in verse 12. And from a distance, they call out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." Now, there'd been no previous interaction between these 10 men, between Jesus and his disciples and the lepers, but they called out, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." The outcasts knew who Jesus was. You see, he was well known at this point. Luke's gospel, which we had read this morning, does not include it. But Jesus had just raised Lazarus from the dead and comforted his sisters. And you can read that in John 11. And because of this event, the Pharisees had given orders that if anyone found out where Jesus was, they should report it so that he may be arrested. And now we have 10 men shouting out, "Jesus, Master, Jesus doesn't quieten them or tell them not to shout out his name, which would have drawn more attention to them. He heals them and sends them to the priest, which would have further risked bringing more attention to himself. By crying out, they draw unwanted attention to themselves and to Jesus and his apostles. So what's going on in this encounter? People cry out for help when they recognize their need. The 10 men with leprosy recognized their need was greater than their fear. They wanted to move on. They wanted to be whole and acceptable again. They had enough of being shunned and decided to take action. They no longer wanted to stand in corners and watch the world from a distance. They recognized that they had a need which they could not meet themselves. So they decided now is the time to take the risk and step forward and ask for help. And they called out in a loud voice. Now we know, just listen to Jason on his own, that the voice of 10 men are loud. They intended to be heard. They did not send just one to do the asking. They all called out because they all had a need. The desire to be heard had overcome the desire to stand at a distance. And for us, we can get caught in this situation too. Sometimes we just lack the courage to step forward. Sometimes we are just too exhausted from carrying whatever burden it is we are carrying. Sometimes we are afraid that it is just too awful and we might be rejected. Sometimes we want to have change in our lives, but we don't want to change. Sometimes we just don't feel good enough to cry out, help. But in order for things to change, we have to change. We have to stand up and cry out in a loud voice, Jesus, Master, have pity on us. Each person taking responsibility for their own request and asking Jesus directly. You see, they consciously take their eyes off themselves and their long list of problems and fix them instead on God. And with our eyes fixed on Jesus, Master, we are fixing our eyes on the answer to our prayer rather than on our need. We fix our eyes on the gracious God who longs to give us good things and bless us. And the encouragement from this encounter is that we see a healing take place over time. As they went, they were healed. We don't know how far they went. Was it 10 yards? Was it a mile down the road? Was it a day's walk? We don't know. But what it shows us is that it doesn't always have to be one of those spectacular whiz-bang instant healings for us to know that we have been healed. The 10 men were healed afterwards, not in that instant. And sometime, somewhere between where they were and the place that they were heading to, they were healed. Sometimes the deep down hurts that we carry take more than a moment to heal. That type of healing can take time and patience. But if Jesus has told you that he will heal you, then he will. Our part is to approach him, to believe in him and shout out in a loud voice, Jesus, Master, Have pity on us and believe that, and he will heal us. And then help comes to those on the path of obedience. Go show yourself to the priest. And as they went, they were healed. Verse 14. Now, there are a number of accounts in the Bible of people being asked to do strange things when it comes to being cured. Naaman, in 2 Kings 5, he was told to go and wash 7 times in the river. Elijah, when he was raising the widow of Zarephath's son from the dead, he was told to stretch out on top of the boy 3 times and pray. And here, in our reading, go and show yourselves to the priests. It seemed a strange thing for Jesus to tell them to do. But as they went, they were cured. It's not showing themselves to the priest that cured them, but rather the obedience to Jesus' words that cured them. Jesus didn't touch them. He didn't rub mud on their sores. He didn't ask them what he wanted of them, what they wanted of him, as he'd done on previous occasions that we read in the Gospels. He simply said, go and show yourselves to the priest, which was the practice according to the old Levitical law. And that law involves lots of birds and animals and killing and blood and a whole 8-day ritual. And at the end of the 8-day, the priest pronounces the person clean. And we note also from our reading that the 10 men didn't argue back. They didn't say to Jesus, oh, can we not just have a quick healing, a laying on of hands and it's all done. They turned and went as he had instructed them. And in their obedience, they were cleaned. In their obedience, they were clean. We too are to do God's will. And his will for us is that our faith will enable us to bring all our needs to him and receive from him our heart's desires. And our love and response to him, we will seek his will for our lives. And his will for us is that we would be healed and we would trust him for all our needs. And then gratitude leads us into a new relationship. The problem in our reading is that 9 of the men with leprosy kept on walking. They took the cure and left. They may or may not have carried out the old Levitical ritual. Our reading doesn't tell us that. But one paused and realized that something different had happened, that something new had happened, and came back to find out more. Only one returned to praise God and to show gratitude. They had all expressed a level of faith when they called out loudly in verse 13. But only one allowed gratitude to deepen his faith and to return to Jesus. The 9 slipped away to the old ways and sought out the old rituals rather than recognizing that they had encountered the kingdom of God on the road that day. They chose to remain on the old road, which led them away from Jesus. Whereas the Samaritan in our reading, he chose a new road. He returned to Jesus and said in a loud voice, praising God, and then threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him in verse 15. In his turning back to Jesus, he was deepening his faith and exercising his faith. The little faith that he had at the beginning enabled him to call out from a distance. But now his deepening faith, as he expressed his gratitude, now allows him to drop to his feet, drop on his knees, to the feet of Jesus, and praise God for what he had received. He knelt at Jesus' feet because he was no longer at a distance, but had come close. And as he came close, he became a follower of Jesus. Remember at the beginning, I said that there was an arrest warrant out for Jesus. This healed man now was risking everything by being found in Jesus' company. He would now be a marked man for a different reason. His faith had grown enormously to this encounter with Jesus, and now he is in this deepening relationship with him. His faith has grown through this new encounter with Jesus. And then Jesus confirms that his faith has saved him. We read these words, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." Verse 19. You see, all 10 men had been cleansed of leprosy, but only one had been made well. The one who had returned had in fact received true healing. His soul was better, not just his skin. And as we join together here on Sundays and sing out our praise and express our gratitude for what Jesus has done in our lives, as the healed one had done, our gratitude, our remembering of all that Jesus has done for us, deepens our faith too, and gives us the desire to call out to him in thanksgiving again and again and again. In any sunny Sunday gathering, there will be people in all types of places. Some are standing at the back, calling out for help in their need. Some will be happy to take the cure by obedient faith. Some will know true healing by their thankful gratitude. What is the next step that we as individuals need to take? In conclusion, people cry out for help when they recognize their need. Come and cry out for help. Pray for your needs and receive God's words to you. Help comes to those on the path of obedience. Whatever he tells you to do, do. The healed man discovered a new life when he did so. And gratitude leads us into a new relationship with God and with others. Our deepened relationship with God heals us and has also moved us here this morning to respond with these gifts, which will be given to the people that we are in relationship with and with the, through CHESS and the food bank. Because gratitude and thanksgiving to God changes lives in many different ways. Come and be changed. Amen.